cathedral?
It's the safest place. Hopefully the cops in Whittier won't find us here.
Quit dragging me. You're not gonna get away with this, Monica.
Oh, look at the pretty window.
Shh!
Why is it so dark?
Because you're wearing my sunglasses. Now be quiet.
I don't want.
She's out.
We still need answers. We have to wake her up.
Before someone notices the unconscious woman we're dragging around.
We're near Bourbon Street. Something tells me they're used to this. Come on, let's get her in this pew. Prop her up between us. Keep the sunglasses on.
You've watched Weekend at Bernie's one too many times, James.
Impossible. Come on, help me.
Angelica!
Did you slap me?
Just a love pat? Now stay awake and answer me. If you don't have Cyrus, who does?
Cyrus, such a smart boy. I wish I had him. I wonder, who told you I did?
James, you don't think...
No.
Wait, let me guess who told you. Dr. J.P. Whittier, right? Old mentor.
The drugs are obviously affecting your brain.
Your brain is affecting your brain. Give it up, Monica. I'm the one who told you he was alive. And you found him. Oh, it all played out so perfectly.
What's so funny?
I've been trying to protect Holiday from me this whole time. And you left her with someone even more dangerous.
I've known J.P. Whittier for almost 20 years. He's a good man. He would never do anything to my children.
If you left your precious daughter, Holiday, with Whittier, she's probably already gone.
All right, my dear. We are all set. The Sandman will come, and in 6 minutes, when you wake up, we'll start all over again. You'll be a whole new person.
6 minutes.
Goodbye, Holiday Anders.
No. No!
Impossible.
Hubby?
Hey, Gramps.
Cyrus!
Holiday!
Cyrus? How?
Not my first time messing with a hoverboard. Get him, Hubby! Nobody messes with my sister.
You did it, Cyrus!
Brinley, cuff him to the desk.
Gladly. That should hold you, you creepy geezer.
Holiday, please, don't go.
Sai, can you get me out of these?
Wait, relax your arms.
Let me just...
Yup, got it!
Cyrus, he was gonna wipe my memory. I was gonna forget.
I know.
How?
I just meant... It didn't look like anything good was going to happen here.
Holiday!
Buddy, you may be some evil genius, but when you mess with Brainy Brinley, you mess with the wrong girl.
Brinley.
See, I may look cute, but I've taken down wolves and bears and lived to write an oboe song about it.
Brinley, let's go.
Anyway, see ya, loser!
Holiday! No! Don't leave me!
Don't come near me or my family ever again! Come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
Halls, you okay?
Yeah, that looked scary.
Everything's gonna be okay now. Right, Sai? Sai?
Here, Holiday, come into my room and sit down. You're sure you're okay?
Yeah. Thanks to you, Sai.
And Brinley.
And you too, Brinley.
You're welcome.
If you hadn't gotten to me in time, he said I wouldn't know you anymore. Any of you. Sai, what are you doing?
Holiday, start packing. You should too, Brinley. I'll be done with my stuff in like 2 minutes.
Already done. So's Birdie. We went into flight mode the minute you went missing.
Wow, that's really good thinking, Brinley. Then go find Birdie and my parents and...
Uh-uh, nope. Stop right there.
What?
I'm not your sister. you do not order me around or send me away or make me do busy work.
Brinley, if you ever cared about me or my family...
Oh, you want some brother-sister time. Why didn't you say so?
I am saying so.
Okay, it's gonna be... Yeah, hang in there.
What was that about?
Nothing, let's finish packing. We gotta get out of here.
No. Not until you tell me what's with all this if you cared about me stuff. I mean, you can't possibly... Do you like Brinley?
Holiday, this is not the time. Please get Hovey, finish packing.
But you and Casey, not you and Brinley.
Of course not. We just... She saved me and...
That's it. You need an intervention. Right now.
I don't care about Casey or Brinley, okay? I care about you, my sister. I need to get you as far away from here as possible.
Cyrus, what's going on?
The lunatics who tried to wipe your memory are still in the house.
Yeah, and one's knocked out and the other is 70 years old and handcuffed to a desk. What else is going on with you?
Nothing. We just have to go.
If you don't tell me what's going on, Cyrus, I'm going back downstairs to Dr. Whittier and I'm finding out the truth about who I am.
No!
Then tell me yourself!
Why? Why would I know?
You won't even look me in the eye. You haven't since you rescued me. You know something, don't you?
It's not safe for you here.
You have to tell me.
I don't.
You know what I was thinking while I was waiting for that crazy old man to erase my memory?
Holiday, please, not now. We should go get Mom and Dad and-
I was thinking about home, of Dad's bad jokes, and Mom's warm hugs, Birdie's obsession with pretzels. I was thinking of all the amazing and terrifying and annoying and wonderful things I've gotten to experience since you found me in the water.
Holiday, stop.
I was thinking of band concerts and math classes and flying on Hubby and lying about making movies in the woods.
Why aren't you packing? We have to go. We have to-
And snowstorms and spies and arcades and... And the binder you made for me before I found out I wasn't your sister because you were always looking out for me. Even when I didn't know it.
Stop, Holiday, please.
I thought about you, Cyrus. My brother. The one person who wouldn't leave my side. The one person who swore to stand by me no matter what. The one person I trusted when I couldn't trust anyone. The person who pulled a stranger from the water and saved her life.
Holiday.
Why won't you look at me, Cyrus? Why won't you talk to me?
Because I can't tell you this.
What just fell out of your jacket?
Nothing, I've got it. It's just some papers.
Give it to me.
Hey!
You don't want to fight me, Cyrus. I know jujitsu, remember?
You're gonna beat me up. Seriously.
If I have to... Got it!
No!
What's in here, Cyrus?
Please don't read that, Holiday. Please trust me.
The Holiday Project? What's the Holiday Project?
Wake up, Angelica, or there's another slap with your name on it.
I think you're starting to enjoy this a little too much, Monica.
Maybe I am.
Excuse me, is your friend all right?
Yes, Father. I'm afraid she may have overindulged. We're just taking a rest, if that's okay with you.
Take your time. Let me know if you need anything.
Thank you, Father.
She's waking up.
Maybe I should make a confession. Nah, so tell me about dear, sweet Dr. Whittier.
Holiday's grandfather faked his own death to...
Did you say her grandfather?
What's so funny about that?
Whittier's not Holiday's grandfather. Holiday can't have a grandfather. Oh, I'm getting sleepy. James, your shoulder looks so big and cozy.
No sleeping.
Boo.
Angelica, why can't Holiday have a grandfather?
Silly Monica, we figured it out. Holiday's not.
Not what, Angelica?
Angelica!
Not even you.
Angelica. Angelica!
What is the Holiday Project?
Holiday? Please trust me one last time. In fact, you know what? Don't even worry about packing. We can just buy stuff on the road and...
Cyrus, either you tell me what this is, or I'll go down to the lab and find out from Whittier.
No. No way. You cannot talk to Whittier. You can't even be in the same state as Whittier, let alone the same room.
Why not?
If he gets control over you...
Control over me? He can't control me.
Hull.
I'm my own person. I have a brain.
No! No, you don't! I mean...
What?
You don't have a brain, Holiday. I don't know what you have, but I'm sorry. You're not a wit kid. You're not a genetic experiment. You're not a person, Holiday. You're a machine.